This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
I've been mouth raped by a microphone.
And your point?
I have a nice healthy sheen on my ass.
Hi listeners, this is Ryan.
I'm Jack.
I'm Cookie.
And this is the Cubby House episode 2, a sideshow.
Yes. As usual, we've recorded well and truly over 2 hours worth of material, which we can't throw into one podcast. So this particular show is going to have a little bit of sex talk, amongst other things. But let's just say Jack has constructed something that's really going to get your senses flowing.
It's something I've been very excited about and something I hope to release very soon.
The Cubby House proudly presents the new frontier of titillation and excitement. Welcome to the Cubby House podcast pornography feed. Bonerific smut straight to your brain. Please enter your credit card details below. You have selected the free trial, you hot, sexy male or female. At the Cubby House podcast pornography feed, we cater for all different types. We have a wide variety of old favourites to choose from, including the cult favourite, Sex with a Salesman.
Hello, sir. I've come to sell you a vacuum cleaner.
Sorry, I'm not interested. Now go away.
Let me show you my vacuum cleaner.
Wow, look at the length of that hose.
You think that's impressive? Let me show you the suction power.
Is amateur your thing? We have a huge load of it. Enjoy this clip from the wildly successful Bears Gone Wild.
Should I do it? I can't. I'd be so embarrassed. I mean, what if my parents were to find out? What do you say? I get a hat and some beads? Well, okay, here goes.
Woof!
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was too busy thinking about what a hot stud you are and how you could easily afford our Platinum membership offer. Platinum membership gives you exclusive content that people with gold membership only imagine in their wet dreams. Like this scene from when Harry ate Barry.
I enjoyed eating Barry. I enjoyed every moment of it. So I took my time and so I could make it last. I started by licking his fingers, slowly and sensuously. My tongue trailed down his arm, down his barrel chest, and down to the glistening tip of his penis. I ate him out. Lightly fried human sphincter, served with chickpeas and a nice mead. I always said that I would make something out of him one day.
Unique to the Cubby House's podcast pornography feed is something fresh and original. Something that has never been attempted before. All subscribers will be able to try our new reality pornography.
Who do you choose to leave the bed and why?
I choose Jack. Sorry. He has no idea what he's doing. I don't even know why he's here. I hope we can still be friends.
Sorry, Jack. Some people are growers and some people are showers and... you kind of fit into a third category. I need a real man, not a little boy. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out too hard. Not that you're ever in the mood to let it happen to you anyway.
Oh, that's nice. While we're out airing dirty laundry, I nominate Cookie. He's so loose, it's like throwing a hot dog into a corridor. His pleasure threshold is so high, I bet I couldn't even reach it with stilts.
You bitch!
You come over to this side of the bed and bring it on.
Stop, stop, I love him.
Jack, you have 20 seconds to leave the bed.
You are almost at the end of your free tour of Cubby House's podcast pornography feed, but we are not done with you yet. We like to end things with a climax. Here is a segment taken out of last week's episode of the Cubby House.
Oh, Cookie, right there. Somebody's been a greedy little piggy.
Oh, good to start that.
Ryan, over here. Ryan, I've got such a full load.
That's the end of your free trial. Please enter your credit card details and join the party. A hot, sexy male or female like yourself deserves it. What? You think you can come over here and try the free trial without any intention of actually paying for the service? Who the hell do you think you are? You have some nerve, and if I ever see you on the street, I'm going to come up to you and...
The Cubby House Podcast Pornography Feed. Flag free and unashamed since 2008.
Yeah, Jack, that was just wrong. But we'll see how you go, alright?
I'm personally kind of looking forward to this being broadcast. Jack and I found out that we have a love for a movie that is the sequel to the Rocky Horror Picture Show called Shock Treatment.
Nobody seems to know about it, Ryan.
I know, it kind of sucks ass, but I love it.
Heaven forbid.
Well, yeah, I mean, it sucks ass, but in the bad way. There are other ways of sucking ass, which I feel that I shouldn't have to go into.
We were having a little bit of fun before the show, but Cookie decided to keep the microphones on. Yeah, I'm sure that's illegal in some states. No.
Not when you're just sort of doing a podcast, I don't
yes,
think.
Yes, it's not illegal if you have if you're aware of it.
It's like, you know, you can't rape the willing kind of thing.
just cut to the clip, okay?
I'm not looking with motive to suture myself.
I've been a cynic for too many years.
Playing doctor and nurse, it can't be good for your health. I've seen gimmicks in those clinics in Tangiers. But if you open your heart to a smooth operator, he'll take you for all that you've got. He'll hand you a curse that'll be with you later. He'll shake it the way he takes off like a shot. You need a bit of ooh, shock treatment. Get you jumping like a real live wire. You need a bit of ooh, shock treatment. So look out, mister. Don't you blow your last resistor on a sister that'll sister fire.
Mister Fire? I think the microphones are still going.
And thank you very much for that just wrong take on it. Ryan.
Hello.
You made a startling discovery on the internet a while ago.
I did. I did my own little research about the whole top versus bottom thing. And we had a little bit of a discussion here with Russell included. And this is what we came out with. We were having a round table discussion the other night about why is there such a negative connotation towards bottoms. If you look on most people's profiles, they're either top or versatile. And you have a very rare few people that will proudly state their bottom status. And a lot of the bottoms will put themselves as versatile. And I've never understood that. Why is that, Cookie?
Okay. The discussion I have had at some great length a while ago went along the lines of saying, in similar context to the way there is now more women than males, there is a lot more bottoms than there are tops. So not to come across as yet another bottom, people use the term versatile. Yeah, it could also be a label issue. They don't like being labeled as bottom, submissive, whatever it is, because there are different layers of what bottom means, what top means, what versatile means, depending on what particular action you're talking about. But the biggest connotation is, and this is where it kind of divides, there are your pure bottoms that do get off on just bottoming because that's what they like. They can't stand being the penetrative one, but they will quite happily service somebody else and as many as they can. The other types are those that just like to lay there and take whatever they can, because in this day and age, a lot of people are working a lot harder, a lot longer. So by the time you get your downtime to go and play and have your own time to do whatever you like, a lot of people are just that drained. They just want to lay there and take whatever they can get and not do bugger all to contribute, so to speak. From my understanding of the people who I've spoken to, that's generally where you've got the problem of a lot of people either just honestly get off on bottoming and don't really have a thing for topping.
Or, and then you've got starfish who just...
Yeah, you got your starfish.
Take it.
There's another smaller group, or maybe not so small, depending on true statistics compared to those that have been shown, but maybe there are those that do have erectile dysfunctions. That's your other kind of group. Now, I don't know how big or small that group truly is, but...
But that would explain why there might be more bottoms than there are tops, but it doesn't explain
why there's a negative connotation to being a bottom and why you might try and disguise that by calling yourself versatile.
Exactly.
Or, you know, feeling some sort of guilt or shame in being a bottom. Yeah. As you said, there are those that love it and are proud of it. And there are those that sort of feel as if maybe they're failed tops. Maybe that happens with the erectile dysfunction group, I don't know.
Depending on what night you go out, sometimes you do want to just go for a bit of a blowjob. Sometimes you want to go for the whole kit and caboodle. And different people's preferences will dictate what they want to do in the night. But a profile is something that will stay up there for months and months and maybe even years on end untouched. So unless you are specifically bottoming in everything or you're topping in everything, to say you're versatile gives the impression that there's flexibility no matter what day you're looking on and what the mood is and who you're playing with.
So therefore it'd be more honest for most people to call themselves versatile.
It would
because
be.
At one stage or another you're in either role, you're not exclusively, as you say, permanently, it's on your profile for a long period of time. If you say bottom, then it's completely out of the question that you'll ever fancy doing something different.
That's right.
But I mean, it's the same, conversely, it's the same thing with a top. Why are tops so highly sought and bottoms are just passed over?
Oh, I've heard it said tops are like gold when you come across one.
Exactly.
It's just everybody cheers and yells and screams. But why, I suppose, is to be the penetrative one, the one that's, I don't know, got a an aura of being the more manly one? Is it being the bottom you're being penetrated by another man? Is that the more submissive feminine role? Is it that men don't necessarily want to be thought of as not men, if that's what they're worried about being a bottom is all about?
Ooh, swish.
Well, I know that if you go back to, for example, the Tom of Finland pictures, he didn't want there to be a masculine top and an effeminate bottom. It was all about masculinity. It didn't matter what role you were playing. It was pure sex. So I had a point. I don't know what it is now. I've lost it. But there you go.
I've seen some very butch bottoms, some very masculine bottoms. So it's not necessarily true that like all gay men aren't effeminate or bottoms aren't effeminate. But maybe there's still that hangover of that perception, and that's why people don't want to be labelled exclusively as bottoms.
So pretty much just because bottoms are pretty much now, as you say, cookie lifestyle and things like that, may play into the factor of that now just bottoms a dime a dozen. Whereas a top, as you say, Russell, a gold. They're hard to find and you ride them for all they're worth.
Do you?
Of course. God, you know. But I mean, for me, it's, I don't like to put a label on sex, and which is really ironic considering this is a Cub podcast, which is a label itself.
And we're scrutinizing labels in itself.
Yeah, exactly. For me, sex is sex. If you find a partner you're compatible with, or, I mean, it's like what you were saying before. There are moments when you just want a blowjob. There are moments when you just want a handjob. There are moments when you really need to be pounded. It's just the way people are. Sorry to keep talking about myself, but for me, it's more, if it happens, it happens. If I meet a bloke who is a bottom, then he'd fucking want to be a good bottom. If he's a top, he'd want to be able to go all night.
Are you the kind of person that would look at profiles and want to meet that person, get to know them, and then go play with them? Or would you be the kind of person that would see the profile, see just the sex, and say, right, let's hook up and go have sex?
It really depends on the moment. And I think I speak for a lot of people out there. It really depends on what you're online for. Whenever I'm online, I'm mainly looking for friendship. If sex happens, it happens. But friendships last, as far as I'm concerned. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm the sort of person that if I'm looking at somebody's profile, because I'm mainly looking for friends, then I will read the entire thing. I'll look at their pics and say, oh yeah, that's what they like to do. See if they're a homebody, if they like to go out camping or whatever, all that sort of stuff. See what sort of rapport you can build up purely from their profile, and then contact them and say, hi, I noticed you're into camping, I noticed you're into World of Warcraft, and just build from there and see what happens.
Nice tie-in, Ryan.
But if you're looking for purely friends on a gay or a bear website, is that really being honest? I mean, if you're simply after friendship, surely you'd be on any website where you could run into people from all over the globe, male, female, straight, young, old. But being on a gay or even a bear website, surely you're there because that's the type of bloke that you like sexually.
Well, that is true, but that doesn't necessarily mean that. I mean, yeah, I mean, of course, I admit that if I go online, there are moments where I'm looking to hook up. But it's also a matter that, you know, because I go to you know, the Laird, I go to the circuit. My best friends, we all go together. So I'd like for them to come with us and introduce into our group and do stuff like that. I mean, I have a lot of straight friends. Most of my friends are straight. And I don't really want to put labels on, like, I don't want to have friends that are just into playing video games. I don't want to just have friends that are into horror movies. I want people from all sort of walks of life. And as far as I'm concerned, in all sorts of walks of life, I have that. In the bear community, I don't.
So if you see someone's profile online, mm-hmm. and it's on a bear website,
mm-hmm.
and it says he's a bottom,
mm-hmm.
do you make friends with him?
Yeah, of course. Why not?
If he's a top?
Why not?
If he says he's versatile.
Well, I mean, it really depends. I mean, if they're a hot-looking top and they are a, I don't know, if they're a neo-Nazi, then no. I'm not going to hook up with them just because purely they're a top. It's got to be further than that. I mean, if I'm looking for a quick fuck, then hell yeah, do whatever you want.
That and your friend is probably a self-hating gay person, and that's not very attractive at all.
That's their issue, not mine. I just want to get off.
Well, if you don't know that about them, who's to care? I completely appreciate your point. I mean, you half the time that you're online and you're chatting to people, you are there just to connect with people, not sexually, but just to make mates. And the point, of course, is, I mean, you make mates with other bears or other cubs or other gay men because you've got that in common with them. And you can sit there and both, you know, Twitter, as you point out, the bloke over in the corner and say how hot he is. You can sort of communicate on that level.
Well, yeah.
Just because you are friends with another man and you're gay doesn't mean you want to get into his pants.
Yeah, exactly right.
Having said that, do you think that there are some people that just go online to hook up and say they start talking to you and all they want is sex, but when you're just looking online, just, you know, not really interested in sex right there and then, would you say no, not interested in keeping contact with them?
I've had situations online where you might start talking to someone. You may or may not find them sexually interesting. They might put the hard word on you. They're clearly there looking for sex. And, you know, that's flattering no matter who it is, really. But if you try and say, well, you know, maybe one day or I'm not interested now, but, you know, how was your day? They'll turn off completely. They're not interested in getting to know anyone or making friends. They're there to hook up. And that's fine. I mean, if they're using it as a vehicle, you know, all the time or even some of the time just to find a route, you know, well, that's what it's there for as well. But it's not exclusively for that. But you'll get people who won't speak to you, I suppose, if they see you're a top. If they're a top looking for a bottom, they're not going to have a chat with you and ask you how your day was.
Which goes back to the question, why is it negative to be a bottom?
You're assuming it is.
Put it this way, if I put on my profile that I was a bottom, I probably might have, in a week, maybe 3 messages. If I put on my profile that I was a top, I can guarantee you I'd probably have over 100 messages in a week.
Well, that sounds like one of the fundamental rules of economics, supply and demand. If there's a predominance of bottoms in the world and there are only 5 tops, then if you put down there that you're a top, thousands of bottoms are going to go, hurrah, I found one at last. Here's that bit of gold I've been looking for. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's negative to be a bottom. It just might mean that there's an oversupply.
Sounds as though it's a cubby house experiment time.
What, like the Curiosity Show or something?
Well, I don't have any status on my profile, so I wonder if I were to click on top, how many more responses would I get compared to having none at all?
I'd actually like to hear what some people who have already done that experiment have found. If you find that you've changed your profile status to top or bottom or versatile and actually got more or less comments, we'd like to hear from you.
Send an MP3 to podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au or just a regular text message, or send in a voicemail to the clubby line at...
Cubby, cubby, minus the L.
I call it the clubby line. You said it was the clubby line last episode.
Did I? So,
yes, you did.
Are you sure?
That's 9005 play if you're in Melbourne. And if you're outside of Melbourne, don't spend the extra money. Download Skype and add the Cubby House as a friend.
Thank you very much to all those who have emailed in at podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
We've got mail.
Indeed.
I wish.
From Mikey. Mikey's sent us something.
From Sydney has sent something.
Yes, Mikey from Sydney, yes.
There's lots of Mikeys.
Not that it matters, but thank you very much, Mikey, for letting us know you're now subscribing. And thank you very much to Paul from UK, who has sent us yet another essay, which it's brought up a lot of good points. And I think a lot of the questions that have been raised in this particular email we'll definitely look at in a more fluffed out version of our podcast. Just quickly, what do you guys think of body hair? Like it, love it?
Love it. Bring it.
In what way?
I used to work with a bloke at a smash repair shop who had more hair on his back than I had on my head, and I just drooled every time I saw him.
Cool. And Jack?
This is a bear podcast. It should be self-explanatory.
Yeah, but trimmed, shaved, or natural?
I'd go for natural. That's my thing.
Okay, cool. Me, personally, depending on who it is, natural or trimmed, depending on who it is. That's one thing. And the other thing is gay marriage. Very quickly, I believe there is a big push for it in the gay community still.
Personally, I'm pro gay marriage. I want to get married to my husband. Not that I have one, but eventually. Taking applications now, listeners.
I'm 18. I shouldn't be thinking about this kind of thing.
Oh, tish tosh.
Keep it out there for those that want it.
Generations ago, you'd be middle-aged by now.
You'd be on your third kid.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Your vagina would be like saloon doors, just swinging in the wind.
Wait
like
a minute.
A wizard sleeve.
You're 26.
Flag.
I think it's
flag me. It's funny. There was no double entendres.
Yeah, I'm insulted. I'm flagging that one.
Thank you. Two against one. Flagged.
I propose that we punish him, and punish him we shall.
Fine, just not whatever. Right now.
Yeah. Not right now. Well, if we don't start punishing people now, make an example of the person.
We'll do it later.
We'll take time. Don't worry. Me, personally, yes, I'd like the option to marry, but I can understand why some people would say it's just cringing down to trying to be a straight person as well. So I think it has to be written for our own needs. So thank you very much to Paul. We'll definitely be touching on all those issues and more in later podcasts to come. Speaking of later podcasts, we've also had a message on Facebook from another podcast member.
We podcasts, we get around.
Mm-hmm.
It's incestuous, I know. Thank you very much to John.
And the other disciples.
And the other disciples of Bears in the City, who's the other Australian bear podcast currently broadcasting on bearsinthecity.com.au.
We have been acknowledged and it feels good.
Yes, so thank you very much. I'd love to catch up with you guys and see what arrangements we could do for joint podcasting one day.
I'm quite looking forward to the fact that five bears want to take on three cubs. I'm quite, you know, bring that on, I say.
Same here. Thank you very much to all those who have also joined our Facebook profile, Cubby House, and also those who have on iTunes or other programs subscribed to the feed. Thank you very much to you. And if you'd like to send us an email, a message, you can get on to us through our website, thecubbyhouse.net.au, through Facebook as Cubby House, through Skype as The Cubby House, or the voice number to call
9005 play. That's if you're in Melbourne. Anywhere else, it's 03 9005 play. And if anywhere else, well, just use Skype or send us an mp3 to podcast at thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Cool. And we're also feeding through iTunes, so if you want to look us up there for the feed.
Now, we here at the Cubby House value etiquette and rules very, very highly. We're very ordered people.
Not that we always follow them, mind you.
No, but we are gay, so we judge others, and we have etiquette to act upon accordingly. As in, what do you do in those awkward situations when you just don't know what to do? We're here to help and guide those people.
So if you've got any etiquette we'd actually like to discuss, please send us a message. This is our first etiquette topic.
What do you do if your friend is interested in your ex?
Ooh.
Touchy subject. Here it is.
Every week, we will be bringing you a etiquette bar. I mean, I can't speak for the other cubs personally, but etiquette is very high for me. I was brought up very correctly. You know, you held the door open for people, you know, all that sort of stuff.
You always invite with tea and scones?
Well, of course. I mean, there were reasons how I became a poof.
It's, lad to let it, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I applied for the radio, the television show, but they said no because I didn't have that enough facial hair, so oh well. For all our listeners out there, every week we will be bringing a topic of etiquette for you to contribute, possibly even bring up further topics if you'd like for us to discuss. And this week it will be, what if you're interested in your friend's ex, or if you have a friend that is interested in your ex? So, who wants to get the ball rolling?
I think we should separate this into two parts. One's where you're comfortable with your friend, or with your ex, at which point your friends are amicably separated. Or there's the other side of the coin where you've had a devastating breakup, and if it wasn't illegal to kill your ex, you probably would have by now. I think, where should we start? Should we go with the nice, cute, cuddly?
Let's start off with the easy one and move on to the bitchy one later.
Okay.
Which one's the easy one?
The friendly ex.
The friendly you broke up with, and it's all good. And
oh, is it? I would have thought if you couldn't stand your ex and you wanted to move on to their friend, you'd do so with glee. The only thing you'd be worried about is your own safety if he came after you.
Well, I'm always under the impression that there's only one real cure for sexual tension, so just go at it and then let them be bored with each other from then on in. Is that answering the question?
Well, I sort of think so. I mean, you know, they're your ex for your reason, for a reason. If they haven't figured out that these are the reasons why they shit you after, you know, this is your friend, this is the person that you speak to about your other half, and, you know, they shit me and blah, 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 you vent. If they hadn't picked up about all those reasons, then good luck to them, I say. But as far as being in an awkward situation where it's broken up really badly, well, for me personally, I would wish them well. I would hope that they had the balls to mention it, but I think in a general sense, I think that's just, it's better to speak out about these sort of things and not hide behind people's backs.
You don't like surprises?
No. I'm one of those people that if somebody says, I know something you don't know, and I'm like, well, what is it? And if they don't tell me, it's like, well, I don't give a shit. Not a fan of surprises.
I expect people to tell me the truth or say that it's none of my business. Anything short of that is terrible and ends in blood and violence. Not really.
I was going to say, that sounds extreme.
What about yourself, Cookie? You're rather quiet over there.
Me, who's quiet, trying to save my voice.
Tough.
I know.
Not a good place to be doing it here.
No, unfortunately. If I didn't have so much of a throat cold, I'd... No, we won't go there.
We love you all, Cookie, anyway.
Oh, thank you.
We'll probably get lots of feedback saying, who's that hot black woman that you've got doing
I think as far as exes go, I'm always, as far as my exes go, I'm friends with them all. So, you know, if one of my friends was to kind of hook up with them, good luck to them. You know, I'm always one for wishing well, but if it's going to impede on me in some way, just kind of let me know and have respect to me. And if things go bad, let me know so I know not to tread on fine waters. It's a question of when you want to go for the ex and they've broken up in a bad situation. You got to stop and have a look at your own morals and say, well, what do I want out of this ex? Do I just want a one-night stand and be done with it? And if that's the case, do I value my own friend's respect more than just having a one-night stand with a really hot guy?
Or tough one.
Yeah. Mm. Or yeah, do you really want something out of it? Do you really see that there's going to be
a future?
A future with this other person? And that's where you're going to really toss up. And I think, in that respect, talk to your friend and see how they feel about it. And
you don't often get that luxury, though, do you? I mean, if you're going to be contemplating whether they're the one for you for the rest of your life or whether it's just going to be a hot one-night stand, maybe it's a bit too early to be contemplating before you've even had the one-night stand whether they're the one.
Well, very, very true. And I think, you know, at least if you let your friend know beforehand and take it into such a context, you're not meaning to be disrespectful. Try it. And then once they know, try it out. If it doesn't turn out, don't drag your friend into it as well.
I think that's right, though. You can't get them involved in it.
Hmm.
It's certainly nothing to do with them, and you've got to be sensitive to their...
Well, that's right.
...to their feelings. I mean, they may still be holding out a flame for this ex.
Hmm.
They may have been the one that was jilted.
That's right. So definitely don't put your friend on the back burner, but at least give them the time of day to say, look, this is what I want to do, and hopefully that friend will be respectful enough and saying, well, look, if it all goes fine...
But it's not always as simple as that. You might be able to say to someone, yeah, I don't care, I don't mind, and kind of believe it at the front of your consciousness. But on a deeper level, it kind of eats you up inside and it kills you and it burns you up. And the mere thought of it wants you to take out a machete and slice some people up.
And yeah. I think that's also another problem. You know, you got to be true to yourself and true to your friends before it gets to that point of you killing yourself over trying to be nice to your friend as well.
Do you believe that there should be a cooling off period when telling your friend? Or do you think you should sort of strike while the iron's hot and say, look, you know, I know you've just split up, but there's something that's been eating me up and I have to tell you that I'm kind of interested in your ex?
Well, to say it's on a case-to-case scenario would be quite important to say, but I think obviously if there's time constraints, like the ex is going back interstate, back home or whatever, there's obviously Yeah, those sort of things to consider. But yeah, if there's no reason why you can't approach the ex a couple of months down the track in a such cooling off period, then yeah, I think there should be a...
Or even better still, after your friend has moved on and found someone else themselves, and pounce on the ex. Surely that's all fair. But to do it the next day after they've been crying on your shoulder one night going, oh, I loved him so much and he's dumped me. So thanks very much. See you later. And then turn around and go straight and pounce on the ex. That's probably a bit tacky.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not talking about, you know, sort of rip the Band-Aid off and, you know, while they're still in pain, you know, jump on them. I just sort of thought, well, you're probably thinking about their partner while they're with them, maybe, thinking, you know, I fancy them. So maybe it's probably just one of those situations where it just accidentally slipped out. You just, you know, having D&Ms and you say, well, you know, there's something that I have to confess and blah. Not saying it's socially acceptable, it's just, it happened.
But then the other question is, you got to look at your own perspective and say, well, do I really find them attractive because I can't have them? Or is it a genuine attraction? If it's a case of, I really like them because I can't have them, well then, obviously, yeah, don't say it. But if it's a genuine attraction, you really think, you know, even well before, maybe you knew them before they actually got together. If you actually know that beforehand, you would have really liked to have got to know this person in the same context your friend has, then yeah, I think it's then appropriate to say, look, you know, I really do find him attractive and I understand why you got with him. I wouldn't blame you. If I had the chance first, I would have had it myself. If you put it in a relatable context...
Context.
Are we rich yet?
Oh, you're quick. You're quick.
You're just sitting on that, waiting for that word to pop up.
Yeah, thanks.
We usually hear cookie coming.
Yeah, from a mile away, thanks.
And clink, biscuit clink. Too.
See, if it's in a relatable point of view... hard enough to talk without you guys really picking on me.
Just change the words and everything will be fine.
Yeah, sure. Obviously, if you honestly, genuinely believe that regardless of how felt about them, if it's an honest attraction, then let them know and relate to how they're feeling.
If there's a future, hopefully your friend will understand. But I totally agree. I think it's completely tacky that if, you know, they just split up and you rocked up to their joint and shagged them crap out of them, then yeah, that's you're not friends with this person at all. You're just sort of hanging around until, you know, their ass got cold and you're like, yeah, okay, I'm moving in now, sort of thing. It sounds as if we agree that it should be something that you should discuss with your friend, or that your friend should bring to you. If it's the other way around, it should be also something that you should wait about. Am I right in summing it up like that? Or
I think so. I mean, you don't want to find out that if you're the unlucky dumped one and your ex is now on with your best friend, you don't want to find that out through a third party. You want to find that out through your friend. You want that communication to be there so that you know that the friendship is real and means something. But I think you also want to be happy to know that it didn't happen straight away. It didn't happen the next day. They didn't pounce on each other, because then you might get very suspicious about the affair they were having the whole time that you were together with the ex.
Be it an affair or not.
Yes.
So that was our etiquette section for this podcast. We welcome any feedback for people who have their own opinions, or if you've got ideas for other etiquette sections that you should bring up. If you'd like to contact us and let us know, we are contactable via email at podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au. On Skype, Cubby House, it's all one word. Contact us, the phone number is 9005-PLAY, or just simply add us on the Cubby House on Facebook. That was our first thing on etiquette. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed doing it. And we want to thank Russell for his own opinion in there too. Our next thing about etiquette will be, what do you do if someone is interested in you and the feeling just isn't mutual? We'll be ringing that, not next podcast, but the one after, and we'd appreciate your feedback on that one, please.
And if you'd just like to, you know, send us what you think about some of the etiquette we've spoken about, you can also send us a message at podcast@thecubbyhouse.net.au.
Or even if you have a submission of your own, send it in. We want it all. We're greedy.
We are.
Indeed, and more than one way.
Swish.
So, without saying too much more, we're going to leave it at that and go do some other greedy little things. Stay tuned for the next show of The Cubby House. I'm Cookie.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Ryan. And I rock.
Cubby House was made in conjunction with Joy 94.9. For more podcasts, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.